This is ABQ's recording for Masechet Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, and we'll Bezras Hashem be finishing the Masechet. So we are starting from the top line on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan taught us in a Braisa, Poseach V'roe Golel Umavarech. So the person who opens up the Torah and he sees, then he should look at the place, then he should roll the Torah, and then he should say the Bracha. V'chozer Poseach V'kore. And then open it up again and read from the Torah. So again, just let's get the order down. Oh, sorry, Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So let's get Rabbi Meir's order down. First, you open the Torah, you see the place, you roll it, you make the bracha, then you open it again, and then you open it again to read from it. That's according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Poseach v'roa umavarech. You open it up, you see the place, and then you make the bracha v'kore, and then you go straight into the reading. You don't have to close it again or anything like that. So my time at the Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's reason? Kidula, the Amar Ula, Mipnei Ma Amru HaKore B'Torah Lo Yisayeh LeMeturgaman. So why did they say that when you're reading the Torah, don't help the Meturgaman? Again, the Meturgaman was the person who translated the Psukim so that everybody could understand. So he says, Kedisha Lo Yomru Targum Kosuv B'Torah, because they wanted it to be very clear that the guy reading the Torah, he's reading the words of the Torah, and the Meturgaman is saying it in the language that people can understand. They don't want anyone to think that the Targum is written on the parchment of the Sefer Torah. So based on that idea of Ula, obviously Reb Meir never met Ula, but based on this concept, Hachanami Kedei Shelo Yomru Brachos Ksuvim Betorah. So we don't want, Rabbi Meir was very careful. He didn't want anybody to think that the brachos that you're going to make are written in the Torah. And therefore, he was makbid, you should dafka close up the Torah before you make the brachos. Then, when you're done, you open it up and you look at the words and you start reading. So Rabbi Yehuda, what's his reason? Targum ikalimitoi. So I get it. The translation of the Torah, you could suggest, meaning nowadays we have all kinds of translations of Chumash and Tanakh and everything else. So you might think that this is a Sefer that has the translation in it. Brachos, Lekel Mitoy. No one's going to think the brachos are written in the Torah. Right? That's a much longer jump. So Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Reb Masna. Reb Zeira quotes the name of Reb Masna. Halacha poseach v'ro mevarech v'kori. So the halacha is, he opens it, he looks, and then he makes the bracha and reads like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So, hi, Velema Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So now we have the exact same question again. Why not just say that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Mishum Davki Lahu, because a lot of people would flip the Shitas, and therefore it wasn't clear which one, who said what. We have the tradition that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, but some people thought Rabbi Meir held what we say in the name Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Reb Masna, Haluchos, Vahabimos, Ein Bohem Mishum Kedusha. The luchos, which means the parts of the scroll that don't have any writing on them, and the bimos, which means the place where that they would build a platform for the melech to stand on during the midst of Hakka when he would read from the Torah, they do not have any kedusha. Earlier in the parak we talked about tashmishei mitzvah, tashmishei kedusha, saying those do not count as tashmishei kedusha. Amar Rav Shiftaya, Amar Rav Yochanan. So Rav Shiftaya is the name of Yochanan. Hagol al Sefer Torah tzarech sheyamidenu al hatefer. When you roll up the Sefer Torah, now in the Gemara and even in Shulchan Aruch, when you say Glila, you actually mean Hagba. So it means the guy who gets Hagba, he should make sure that the seam is in the middle. And when he closes it up, he should close it on the seam. So because we don't want it to rip. So, and if it would rip, we want it to rip on the seam, so it's easily sewn back together. Amar Rav Shiftai, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hagolo Sefer Torah, Gololo mi bachutz, vein gololo mi bifnim. So a person who rolls the Sefer Torah should roll it from the outside, not from the inside. Meaning when you roll up the Sefer Torah, you keep the blank side facing out and the ksav side facing in. Right? Ukeshuhu mahadko, mahadko mi bifnim. And when you stick the, or when you tighten it, you should tighten it from the inside, and don't tighten it from the outside, because you're supposed to. What he's basically saying it is that when you're closing up the sefer, when you're doing hagba and you show the ksav to everybody, so that's the time that you should make sure the ksav is visible to everybody while you're closing up the Torah. Rav Shittai, Rav Yochanan. Rav Shittai also said the name Rav Yochanan. Asara shekaru b'Torah. If you have 10 people reading from the Sefer Torah, Hagadol Shabahem Golol Sefer Torah, The greatest of all of them should be the one who gets Galila, which again means Hagba. Hagololo, note del Sarkulin, because the one who rolls it up, the one who gets Hagba, he's the one who gets the schar of all of them. De Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, because as we know from the name of Yeshua ben Levi, Asara Shekaru Batorah, Gol Sefer Torah, Kibol Schar Kulin. So the one who does Hagba, even if there were 10 people, got Elias, the one who does Hagba gets the schar of all of them. Schar Kulin, so good. Well, he gets all their schar, he steals it from them. No, Ela Ema Kibol Schar Kin Neged Kulin. He gets the same amount of schar. So if each guy got an Aliyah, he gets as much schar as everybody else put together. And then they still get their own schar. So I'm Rav Shiftai, I'm Rav Yochanan. We're still on a roll quoting Rav Shiftai in the name of Rav Yochanan. Minayin Shemesh Damshin Babaskol. How do we know that we use a baskol? Meaning that if the baskol tells you to do something, you are allowed to listen. Shenemar, as it says, V'oznecha Tishmana Davar Me'acharecha Le'mor. Right? So you should, your ears will hear a word behind you say, meaning you should listen when you hear things that are coming seemingly from out of nowhere, from coming from behind you. That's what Navi Ishaya says that. Mahani Mili Vishama Kol Gavra Bamasava Kol Isisab Idabar. This is only makes sense if the type of baskol you heard is that you heard the voice of a man in a place where, in town, which is a place apparently where the women would hang out, and you hear the voice of a woman in the fields, which were only men hung out there. So you knew there was something very unusual about it, and it wasn't just some guy playing a prank on you or pretending to be a baskol. Hu Damar Hin hin, and only if it says yes, yes, Huda Amar lav lav, or if it says no, no. Meaning these are signs that these are real heavenly voices. Otherwise, you know, you got to see a psychiatrist. Vam Rav Shiftai Am Rav Yochanan, and Rav Shiftai also says the name Rav Yochanan, Kolakori below Ni'ima, Vishone below Zimra. So let's say you read the Torah and you don't read the trup. You just say the words. Or if you read a Mishnah without the tune, there used to be, Tosus points out, there used to be a tune that everybody used when they read the Mishnah that helped them memorize the Mishnah. So if you do this without it, Olav HaKasav Omer, so about such a person it says, V'gam ani nasati lem chukim lo tovim, right? It says about, the Navi Yechezkel says, it's like I gave you laws that are not good, meaning you don't enjoy your learning. You're not reading the Torah with a gishmak. You're not reading it with the trup. You're not reading the Mishnah with the song. So maskev la abaye, abaye has a kash on this. Mishum delo yodale v'sume kola. What? Because the guy doesn't know, he sings off key, he doesn't know how to sing nicely. Mishpatim lo yichyu bahem harisa bay. What we consider him reading laws that he's not living, meaning his Torah is Torah, he sings poorly. So Ella kid Rav Misharshia. Rather the pshat is like Rav Misharshia. The pasuk that we just read, that it's chukim lo tovim to amar shnei tamin chacham ayoshim biyarachas. If there are two people, two tamin chachamim living in the same city, and they don't like to talk and learning with each other and consult each other on difficult shailas, aleihem akasav omer v'gamani nasati lam chukim lo tovim mishpatim lo yichyu bahem. So he says, no, it's like I gave you laws that are not good and rules that you don't live by. Meaning, it's not about a guy who doesn't read in such a gishmak way. He doesn't have a good voice, so he wants to spare the world from having to listen to his horrible singing. But two Talmidei Chachamim who refuse to consult with one another in their learning, so it's basically like they're like, what good is the Torah? I don't want to share it with anybody. So that's where it's bad. Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Parnach says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kola Oche Sefer Torah Arom Nikbar Arom. If you would hold a Sefer Torah when you're undressed, so you are... If the Sefer Torah is undressed, you should for sure put some clothing on. Rashi says, "Below mit pachas saviv Sefer Torah." It is not talking about if you are undressed. It is talking about if the Sefer Torah doesn't have a mantle on it. The mantle is the nice covering on the Sefer Torah, so that you will be buried naked. Arum selgadaitach wadid. Ramish like. Ela ema nikbar arom below mitzvah. So that doesn't mean the chevra kaddish is gonna disgrace you and bury you naked. They'll put a kittel on you when they put you in the ground. It means you're naked from mitzvahs. Below mitzvah silkadaitach. What? The guy could have been a tzaddik and a talmud chacham. He just did a dumb thing. He held the sefer Torah the wrong way. So he says, Ela amar abaye nikbar arom below osa mitzvah. No, you're naked from this particular mitzvah of kavod Torah, and you don't even get the mitzvah of learning the Torah or doing Hagba from the Torah. It's not, so it undoes the whole good that you were trying to accomplish because you didn't give respect to the Torah. Am Rav Yanai, Breda Rav Yanai. So Rav Yanai, the son of Rav Yanai Saba, said in the name of Rav Yanai Rabba. three Rabbianis there. Mutav tiglal hamitpachas for al yiglal sefer Torah. Better to roll up the covering, the mantle of the scarf that they would put around the sefer Torah, and don't roll the Torah inside the covering. Meaning, you don't roll the covering around the Torah. You roll the Torah around. I keep saying it backwards. You roll the covering around the Torah, not the other way around. Okay. Vaydaber Moshe Moade Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. So we have the pasuk that Hashem told the Moadim to the Jewish people. Mitzvah and Shiyu Koran Osan Kol Echav Echad Bizmano. The mitzvah is that you should read all the appropriate lamings in the proper times. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan says the Halig of Braisa. Moshe Tikan Lam Yisrael Shiyu Sholin Bedorshin Binyano Shal Yom Hilchus Pesach. The Pesach Hilchus Atzeres Vatzeres Hilchus Chag Bechag. Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana that the Jews should learn what we call nowadays Inyanei Diyoma, things that have to do with that particular holiday on that holiday. So not just 30 days before, but in addition, there's also a mitzvah that you should learn Hilchus Pesach on Pesach. You should learn Hilchus Shavuos on Shavuos and Hilchus Sukkos on Sukkos. Hadron Allah, Meseches Megillah. Bezrat Hashem, we will continue to learn Meseches Megillah many, many, many more times with God's help. Mazel tov.